Today, residential building approvals fall again in August. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post, covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ABS has released their latest monthly statistics on building approvals, and they fell again in August. So we'll look at the data to identify why. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's in the comments below. The ABS data released today shows that the number of dwellings approved in Australia fell by 1.9% in August 2018, in trend terms. The trend series smooths the baseline after it's been seasonally adjusted to iron out some of the variations, and so it attempts to reveal the trends beneath. However, in the seasonally adjusted data, total dwelling approvals fell by 9.4% in August, driven by a 17.2% decrease in private dwellings, excluding houses, in other words, apartments and units. Private houses fell 1.9% in seasonally adjusted terms. We will continue to base our analysis on the trend data, but this will understate more recent falls given the sharp decline. Delving into the detail, we see the cause of the decline is pretty simple. There has been a significant fall in the number of new high-rise residential development applications, especially in Victoria. In fact, the recent fall in demand and home prices there suggests a significant reduction in momentum is on the cards. Of course, Victoria saw the falls start later than in Sydney by at least 6 months. The ABS reported that among the states and territories, dwelling approvals fell in August in Victoria by 5.1%, South Australia down 3.6%, and New South Wales 1.6% lower in trend terms. Dwelling approvals rose in trend terms in Western Australia by 2.7%, and in Tasmania 2.3%, and the Northern Territory 1.5%, and in the Australian Capital Territory 0.1%. Dwelling approvals were flat in Queensland, but the significant falls in the two most populated states swamps any better news elsewhere. In trend terms, approvals for private sector houses fell 1.2% in August, and private sector house approvals fell in Queensland down 3.3%, Victoria down 1.4%, New South Wales down 1.1%, and South Australia down 0.7%, but rose in Western Australia by 1.4%. The value of total building approvals fell 1.3% in August in trend terms and has fallen for 9 months. And the value of residential buildings fell 0.8%, while non-residential buildings fell 2.3%. Now, it's worth comparing the approval data with the latest RLB Crane Index, an interesting measure of construction activity, especially high-rise development. Their quarter three 2018 data has seen Australia reach a new record high of 173. Nationally, the number of cranes rose 7% to 735, the highest count. Melbourne and Newcastle saw a strong crane increase, overtaking the record levels reached 6 months earlier. Sydney continues to decline from the peak reached in the fourth quarter of 2017, falling 6%. They say that the residential index picked up from its fall in Q2 2018, increasing 8% to 170. Additionally, the non-residential index continued to rise, increasing 7%. Recent construction statistics released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics highlight the ongoing strength of the construction industry, they say. For the financial year 2018, total construction in Australia reached $221 billion. Strong increases were seen in the non-residential and engineering construction sectors of 11.1% and 20.7% respectively, whilst the residential building sector remained constant at $74 billion. They say that Melbourne's crane number rose, increasing by 35 cranes. Driving this rise is the civil sector, with the introduction of 13 new cranes. All other sectors remain strong, either maintaining or increasing cranes from the count 6 months ago. Since its peak in Q3 2017, Sydney's crane count has been falling, driven by a declining residential sector. The residential crane count has fallen by 55 cranes from its peak in the fourth quarter 2017, while the non-residential sector recorded an increase of 26 cranes. Brisbane has bounced back from its dip in the last edition, driven by a rise in mixed-use projects. And while the residential sector remained stable, 11 new cranes were added to the mixed-use sector. And the residential crane index is 170, is just below the peak in late 2017 of 177. Note, this is not the number of cranes. However, we suspect construction momentum is easing, so the number is likely to fall in the months ahead and the index will decline. Melbourne looks likely to be the worst hit in those months ahead. Standing back, more reason to think that the residential construction sector will ease in the months ahead. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. The link is in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.